check it out. Okay, yo, you're gonna love this.
Yeah.
What you won't do?
It's time for what you won't do. Oh, hell no.
The Russ Park Morning Show.
Let's go.
Yep, what you won't do, call us now, 877 Par Show. And of course, you can tweet us on Instagram. It's at Russ Par Show. What you won't do, hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How you doing?
Hey, Tracy, what you won't do?
Hey, high school kids and junior high kids, what you won't do is wear a jacket in August. And then come December, January, and February, you take jackets and coats off like it's summertime. I don't know what you're
doing. With shorts and flip flops. I don't get it. Russ Par Morning Show, what you won't do?
Good morning.
Hey,
what you won't do?
What you won't do, which you can't do, which I really need you to stop doing, is coming to work smelling the way you do. It's not fair. You know I don't have the heart to say it, and we only have like 10 cubic square feet of space in our cubicle. It's not fair.
Oh, she said it's not fair. I agree with you. It's not fair that you have to smell somebody else in your space.
Been there
I get that.
Sour milk, yes. Could you imagine?
Huh? Shut up. It's the Russ Par Morning Show. Hello, what you won't do?
Hey, what you won't do is go on social media saying we're not doing enough for black-on-black crime, but every other picture that you post is pictures of guns and cars and stuff that you know you bought with drug money.
Uh-oh.
Call them out.
All righty then. Russ Par Morning Show, hello. What you won't do?
Hey, Alfredus, what's up? This is Divine, y'all's favorite barber from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey,
but look, on a serious note, though, this is more like a PSA. What you won't do is go on a porch and shoot a little one-year-old baby who can't speak for herself here within the last couple of days. That's what you won't do.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Put him under the jet.
Yeah. Hopefully, that's what's going to happen. It's the Russ Par Morning Show. What you won't do?
Good morning, Alfredus. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Morning.
What's up?
All right. What you won't do is have your headphones on full blast and riding your bike in the middle of the street, singing like you the ish and all that kind of stuff. But number one, knowing damn well you cannot sing. And number two, knowing that your dumb ass can get hit by a car.
Yes. You're not supposed to have your headphones on, even when you're running or jogging or doing any of that.
Just pull one out. Leave one in.
Pull one out. Yeah. Pull one out. Yeah. Russ Par Morning Show, hello. What you won't do?
Freddie.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Russ Par?
What you won't do?
What up?
What you won't do, Tracy and Rashawn, is call the Russ Par Morning Show every single day. We know that you guys are fans. Please use Twitter because I can't ever get through. You guys are always calling. Give it a break.
But you
can take a day off.
Good grief.
Wait a minute, but you got through now, and that's what you got
you
through to say.
Your
you want
to
complain.
Say that.
That's what you're doing.
Kind of sound like you're hating.
Wow.
Oh.
I can't believe she finally got through, and that's what she wanted to hate on
now. I feel bad for her.
All right, let's see. Not trying to be rude, says what you won't do is be picky about what food you eat, but we'll put any private part in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
What?
No, wait a minute.
You already know it happens.
You
know it happens.
Pre-read.
I will not drink behind you. However, what you won't do, Yankee Tooth says, is pick up your baby's pacifier and suck it to get the dirt off, and your mouth is dirtier than the floor. Yuck. Really? Because I've done that before.
Whose mouth is dirtier than the floor, though?
Alfredus.
I've done that before. You can't do it?
Oh.
No.
I mean, it's better than the... I'd rather have the dirt from the floor than my baby.
Just rinse
you
it
should.
Off.
You should rather prefer the dirt off the floor than out of your mouth. I agree.
Russ Par Morning Show, hello. What you won't do?
What you won't do is be my sister, think that we share my car, and then get mad when I don't let you use it, call me 30 B-words, and then a week later, can I hold your car? H-no.
She said H and O.
Why can't it be both ours?
Yeah.
We just
because probably only one person's paying the bill. Probably. That's probably why.
Keep it in mind.
Did she put gas in it, maybe?
It don't matter. What about insurance? What about car notes? What about tires? Okay, gas ain't all.
So petty, Frida.
Really? Am I petty? Russ Par Morning Show, hello. What you won't do?
Hello.
Your morning time. What you won't do is be 50 Cent and talk about somebody can't read. Look at it. He can't even see. Can't throw a baseball. He's David Kelsey Lively. Are you kidding me? Can't even rap. Look at the way he read it. In the film. Are you kidding me? He can't even leave it alone.
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel.
Exactly. Russ Par Morning Show. Hello. What you won't do?
Hey, it's your boy Jay. What you want to do is change my radio station while I'm on my way to work, while I'm listening to Russ Parr. That's what you want to do.
No, you won't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You won't do that.
Get you hurt. Mm.
T is the one PR says tweet, what you tweet. Won't do is keep pronouncing Bay as Bay instead of B.
Oh, talking about you, because you be Beyonce? Saying Bay. You be saying Bay Hive. I think they call it the Beehive.
No, but I always call it Bay.
You want, because the Beyonce, Beyonce.
Yeah. I say Bay.
Hey, Bay.
They going to get you.
That's why, what Jay-Z called. Jay-Z called her Bay. He don't call her B.
Just yeah, say, Bay. Okay.
He's calling her Bay for baby. That, she's
well,
not your
Bay for baby, damn.
She's not your Bay.
But her crew is the Beehive, not the Bayhive.
Shut up. So, Russ Parr Morning Show, hello. What you want to do?
Yeah, what you want to do is jump all over Karrueche and trying to make it like she was the one that wrote that stuff about Beyonce's child. And furthermore, what difference does it make to Beyonce and Jay-Z, all the money they got? You're in the public limelight. Everything is on the table. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying they should talk about your child, but it wasn't like it was really malicious. I mean, come on. It was a
Listen,
joke.
Listen, that little girl's 2 years old. Why are they talking about her hair? Come
it's
on.
It's a baby.
First time.
She's off limits. Babies are off limits to everybody.
Yeah.
First time ever. Yep.